This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M, like Mary, A-N-N, like November, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Vera Vanderhart, V-A-N, like November, D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth 2/3/1942. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Vanderhart with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was June 3rd of this year. She has lost 3 pounds over the last year, although her weight does fluctuate up and down during the year. She had a problem with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and her cardiologist, Dr. Alkeek, wanted her to consider having an ablation, but she didn't want to do that. So instead, he put her on amiodarone, 200 milligram, first a loading dose, now it's 200 milligram a day. And she is doing well with that. Also, she's had underactive thyroid since starting the amiodarone, and she's on a very low dose of levothyroxine. And so far, that hasn't been increasing too high. The TSH level is about 6, and that will be rechecked again soon. She denies any current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea except with exertion, but that is stable. None at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does use inhalers for the COPD. That is stable. She's on Symbicort, and that works very well to keep her COPD controlled. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan is 25 milligram daily, Lasix is 40 milligram daily, Bisoprolol is 5 milligram twice a day. Now the Amiodarone 200 milligram daily is new. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram, actually 5 milligram twice a day. She's on the Symbicort, the Duoneb, Pravacol, Claritin, Tylenol for pain, Osteobiflex, eye vitamins, multivitamin, regular albuterol if needed. Ventolin is the rescue inhaler. Physical exam, weight 232 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure is 124 over 84, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise or jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-7 of 24. Creatinine is 1.21, which is stable, estimated GFR 45. Albumin 3.7, calcium 8.9, electrolytes normal with potassium of 3.7, CO2 22, phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, now on amiodarone. And we will continue to monitor labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.